The following is a special presentation of the Carolina Panthers and the National Football League. It's game time for the Carolina Panthers.
Anderson, right side, main route, look for KB in the end zone.
And the Panthers' running backs benefit from the knowledge of their legendary position coach.
Block the look, right?
The Richardson family continues to leave their mark on Wofford College. This is the Carolina Panthers Television Network. Exclusive coverage of the Carolina Panthers training camp from Wofford College in Spartanburg, South Carolina. You've stepped into a special Camp Wofford edition of the Panthers Huddle.
Get to take this field tonight. We get to show the world what we've been working on.
Yeah.
All those hard days in Spartanburg.
Hot.
All those days out there in OTA.
Yeah. It's hot.
It comes together right now, man.
After months of anticipation, Panther fans finally got to see their team on the field in an actual football game. The preseason kickoff against the Houston Texans was the first glimpse of what the upcoming season might have in store.
We set that tone, play with that intensity that we have all practice long. We got this. We're going to do it together, and we're going to do it the right way.
Our Mike Kraft takes an inside look at the game.
Hey, set the tone, man. Set the tone right here. Keep pounding on three. Keep pounding on three. One, two, three.
Keep pounding.
The Panthers hope the start of the preseason will become a microcosm of the regular season. A dose of defense from the likes of Luke Kuechly.
Luke Kuechly there to lead the tackle brigade.
And Kawan Short for starters.
A pressure from behind and knocked to the ground once again.
Wow.
And there he is. K.K. Short from the blind side comes in, knocks down Savage in a quarterback sack.
That was the main reason that we, sat out there today was to go out there and start fast and, you know, and set a name for ourselves. You know, we got to reclaim, you know, what we've been doing around here. And, you know, we came out and started fast.
Panther fans got a quick glimpse of what Christian McCaffrey might mean to this offense.
Busting through inside the 30, almost broke it away.
His 12-yard run sparked the Panthers' faithful.
You get so lost in the grind, sometimes you forget that football is the best thing in the world. As soon as, you know, that first play kind of happened, we were all ready to roll. But that was a lot of fun. It was good to get out there and finally play again. So learn from it, you know, get all the jitters out, and now it's time to roll.
Fellow first-round pick Kelvin Benjamin proved that he is ready for prime time.
KB in the end zone. Touchdown.
I don't need to see no more. I don't need to see no more. Sit down, KB. You're good.
Damir Bird made a statement in his bid to replace Ted Ginn's speed on the outside. When he got behind the Texans' defense, well, we'll just let him describe.
Dude, you put me in motion. I was like, oh, yeah, it's a run.
Yeah.
And the safety was so far. Safety wasn't even looking.
Yeah.
The first preseason game is, after all, just that. The first preseason game. But the Panthers have something to build on as they head back to Spartanburg to wrap up training camp.
We're obviously no finished product, but, you know, it's the first step. It's the next step. So, you know, we'll watch the film, we'll build on it, and go from there.
This is Mike Kraft for the Panthers Huddle.
Overall, I mean, obviously, the win is important, and it's a good gauge, and it's a good starting point for where we're at, I thought, defensively. We did a lot of good things.
We did a good job of going in and starting the game fast. From a one standpoint, you know, that was one of the things we talked about pregame, you know, getting off to a fast start and, you know, just really having a good showing with the plays that we were going to have.
For the ones, we came out, you know, three and outs back-to-back. And let's say we did that all game. That's called consistent. We can keep doing that, man. More definitely we could build on. And some of the young guys, they showed that they want to earn the right to be on this team. You know, and that giving. You got to earn everything.
Here with the head coach, Ron Rivera. Coach, it's a preseason game, but win's a win. How does that feel now that you're back on the field and you get the win?
Well, you know, it felt really good. It really did. And I think, you know, probably one of the big things, again, is you go back and look at it, I was very pleased with what we did. I thought some of our guys that were trying to see if they can be playmakers made some plays. Guys that needed to do some things to show us what they're capable of, they showed very well. So we'll go back, look at this tape, and really get an opportunity to evaluate it. And but again, really pleased.
As you look at the process of the preseason, really kind of the first measuring stick, this first preseason game, what did you walk away from? I know you had a number of first team guys who did not play, but what did you walk away from saying, hey, you know what, this looked pretty good, maybe we need some work here?
Probably the biggest thing was we got an opportunity to see some line depth. You know, we have some young guys that are, you know, we're trying to get some opportunities for, and I thought they showed very nicely. I really do. You know, the first group came in, did a nice job. DA did a couple things, put us in scoring position on the first series. Second series, you know, we go down, score the touchdown. Really pleased with that. On the defensive side, you know, we were forced to play a lot of the young guys early on the defensive line. I thought they held up very nicely. And then the wide receiver speed really showed very, very, very well.
As you got deeper into that roster, you had the Joe Webb-Demir Bird combination. That's got to be pleasing for you to watch that happen, even though it's a preseason game, to see that connection and that spark.
Oh, most certainly. And again, it's one of those things that, you know, both those guys have been on this football team for a number of years. Both those guys have been contributors. You know, Demir got his opportunity last year at the end of the season, showed us what he's capable, came back on a mission. I really do believe that the young man is focused in on being on the active list and being part of the team. So it was exciting to watch a kid perform well.
We're just getting started here on this Kemp Wofford edition of the Panthers Huddle. Still to come, running backs coach Jim Skipper says a whole lot without saying a lot.
Everybody understand that? So now the premium is to protect the rock, right?
He's mic'd up for Camp Confidential. Also, what's in a name? When the name is Richardson, it means a lot on Wofford's campus. This exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers Television Network is brought to you in part by Bank of America, official bank of the Carolina Panthers, and by Carolina's Healthcare System, official healthcare provider of the Carolina Panthers players, coaches, staff, and their families.
Two hands on the ball for hammer time, all right? See it? Good, good, good.
Panthers running back coach Jim Skipper is a master of boiling down four decades of coaching knowledge into its pure essence.
Now they're gonna be a little bit more aggressive than that, all right? They are gonna try to snatch it out of there.
A man of few words, he gives his players those little nuggets at just the right place, at just the right time.
The corner of the press, be alert. Got it? And then you may be in some 2 minutes. At the end of the game, got it? That's what you want, the opportunity to do it.
His philosophy of coaching is to not overcoach, allowing his players to play freely when they have the ball in their hands.
Up the field. There you go. Basically, you know, you got to let these guys' instincts take over at some point. Have him playing slow, don't overcoach him. Let him react. Just be natural.
As the man charged with grooming the Panthers' brightest new star, Skipper's down-to-earth style crosses generational lines.
It's after you get your initial pop, then you got to get your motor going with your feet.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're quick enough to recover, you know?
Right. He's an unbelievable coach. He's been so great to me coming in as a rookie. You know, he's one of those coaches that you want to work hard for every single day. So the guy's been in the league forever, so someone like that, you're all ears.
You just go like what you did. Same spot over there.
Practices in the NFL may not be as physical as college workouts, but the mental side of things can be even more challenging.
Because that's how it goes. We got a lot of stuff we're doing.
He keeps us on our toes and keeps us sharp that we know what we're doing, but at the end of the day, that's what helps us to play faster. If we know what we're doing, the faster we can process the information that the defense gives us, then the faster we can play.
Players start their day at 7 a.m., and meetings run well into the evening.
You don't assume anything, and there's nothing simple in ball. Got it? Don't play winning football, man. Talk it up. Got it? The same thing if a guy's blitzing. We don't care. Point at him. Corner, corner, corner. Don't care if he knows. Yeah, we're pointing right at you. We see him. And during the game, we're on the sideline, I holler at anyway. corner, corner. If they can hear me, especially on the road, we're whooping the dog mess out of somebody. It's all quiet.
Coaches like Skipper throw a lot at these players.
All personnel groups, all motions, formations, something that you puzzled on, check it, highlight it, and bring it up. Okay? Everybody good? So when we know what we're doing, man, hey, come game time, man, you take it another level.
Fortunately for the Panthers, their number one pick is a quick study.
Just like the other day when you got your guy, Mac. Boom! Stepped in there and blew his butt right out of there. This guy is one of the quickest as far as learning the system that I've been around.
Each day is like a quiz for McCaffrey and his running mates.
Everybody with that? Everybody on it? All right, here we go. What we got? We seen that one? Everybody good?
Testing day comes during the first preseason game. Every step along the way, Skipper is there to prepare his players for the final exam.
All right, defense is up, huh?
Opening day in the NFL.
Stay in it now, stay in it.
That's almost going.
Gross. Gotta hop over the bag. That's why we doing the bag drill. That's what you're gonna hear too. Step over that bag, you're in the end zone.
Yeah, I know.
Just keep on plugging, don't get discouraged, you got it? Be all right. There he come. There he come, Matt. There you go, Artis. They came with the house.
Yeah.
Got it? And that's the first time they did it. It was a clutch situation, right, thinking they can get the ball back and get in the game.
Reception for Justin Hardy.
That's when you get lulled to sleep. They ain't coming. They ain't coming. Bam.
Yeah. Hammer time.
Five. Yeah. Hammer time now. Got it? Stay in bounds. No penalties.
Still to come on this special training camp edition of the Panthers Huddle. Bank of America Stadium becomes a field of dreams for this aspiring quarterback. We follow this 8-year-old as the Panthers grant his wish to suit up with the team.
Closed captioning for the Panthers Television Network is provided by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, helping you enjoy the sights and sounds of the NFL all season long.
There we go.
Now I'm ready.
The Panthers will have to be patient as their heir apparent to quarterback Cam Newton gets a little more seasoning.
Hey!
I'm your new quarterback.
Yeah, buddy. You gonna throw me the ball?
Yeah.
All right.
For at least one day, the 4'6", 70-pound 8-year-old got his turn at filling the shoes of the former MVP.
Now you put them on, you're going to be ready to rock and roll. Now you got something that ain't nobody got. What size shoe? Did you get the right shoe?
Yes, it'll fit.
A tall task when you only wear a size 3.5.
One thing we've done last 4 seasons, not going into our 5th season, we do a make-a-wish. We grant the opportunity for a young man to come in and be part of what we're doing. And so with that, Joe Webb's going to host it. So Joe Webb can introduce us for you.
Superman!
This was a big day for Dominic Dom Fuller, who is battling cystic fibrosis.
He's been through a lot. His lung functions finally have come back up this year, and he's doing healthy as of right now.
What's your favorite position?
Favorite position? Quarterback.
Quarterback. That's a good one.
Dom's day started with an important meeting. General Manager Marty Herney was there with a pen in his hand to get his signature on a contract.
It's your son bonus. I almost ate some of it when I came in. Now, you know what they say, when you get a sign bonus, money you put some in the bank, don't eat all this at once, right?
Reserve quarterback Joe Webb couldn't have been a more gracious host for Dom during FanFest.
What's going on? I like them bands.
Kirk
like
Coleman, nice to meet you.
We're going to the big guys. These the defensive guys.
Lil Fuller right here, man.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
He's going to take my place today. Taking my place today, man.
Julius Pepper.
Lil Fuller.
Julius.
What's up, bro? Jay Stewart right here.
You all right?
You get McCaffrey, man. Hey, we got a nickname for McCaffrey.
It's Deuce, young Deuce. McCaffrey. Blonde hair. Blue, hey. Blue,
Deuce. That's who it is. Deuce.
it's awesome. They're taking him in like he's his own, like a teammate. Way more than I expected. I expected we'd be here and we'd come out and he'd throw some passes and stuff, but going in and doing the whole press conference and everything else that he's done so far, the team meeting has been absolutely crazy.
And he didn't mind that the pint-sized QB was bucking for his job.
Say it loud. Down, say hut.
Down, say hut.
Go get to him.
Man, come on, dog. Come on, dog. Let go, dog. This guy is very special, man. You know, he came out here and worked hard, gave it all he got. And I see a bright future in this young man.
Sir, hey. Go.
Oh, yeah. Good job.
He came into this world a little ball of energy, and he's been like that forever.
Hold the ball. One ball. There you go.
I really can't put words to it. It's amazing to get to be here and get to meet the team and just see the smile on his face as he's doing it. It's priceless.
Set, go. Other way. Good, there you go. Right-handed. There you go. Good.
It's just motivation. You know, it give me something to look up to. You know, he got somebody to look up to. And, you know, man, it's all love.
The one-day contract with the Make-A-Wish participant didn't cost the team a dime. But it will be worth a heart full of memories.
One. Two, three, team!
Another lucky young man has formed a special bond with a member of the Panthers. Noah Monroe, son of longtime Panthers staff member David Monroe, has waged a courageous battle over the past year and a half.
Surviving the heat? Yeah.
That attracted the attention of safety Kurt Coleman, who holds true to his belief in faith and family.
Seeing my dad go through two different types of cancers, my stepmom go through cancers, it's the more people that you can have around you to help lift you up when you're in those tough times and when you feel like you're alone and you have those people that are praying for you, that are there seeing you, that are smiling for you, cheering you on, it gives you that extra oomph. And to be able to see Noah, I mean, he puts a smile on my face. And him out here every single day, it's what life's about.
So much so that he wore an armband given out to recognize Noah and his family for an entire season. Now that Noah is cancer-free, Coleman has removed the band. But the victory is not forgotten.
And I told him, I said, the moment that you become cancer-free, I'll take it off. And I kept it on, and I kept my word, and as soon as he was cancer-free, off came the band.
This exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers Television Network is brought to you in part by Bank of America, official bank of the Carolina Panthers. And by Carolina's Healthcare System, official healthcare provider of the Carolina Panthers players, coaches, staff, and their families.
You don't have to look very hard around Wofford's campus to see the impact the Richardson family has had on the university. The brand new state-of-the-art Jerry Richardson Indoor Stadium is truly one of a kind.
This is such an extraordinary building, and as you can tell, it's still an active construction site. We'll have men's and women's basketball. We'll have volleyball. This is amazing. I don't think there's anybody else like it that has this kind of facility. There are bigger, but there are none better. So it's a timeless design. You look up at the stone arches, the design, the trim, all the touches that we were able to do because of Mr. Richardson's generosity are in this building, and you combine it with the technology. Four huge video boards, the ribbon board, every touch that you can put into a facility we've been able to incorporate into this.
The indoor stadium isn't the only new building on campus. Mrs. Richardson was surprised with one too.
I think for me the moment that was most poignant was when he announced the Rosalind Salinger Richardson Center for the Arts, and it took Mrs. Richardson completely by surprise. And that look on her face, and then when she kissed him, I mean, it was just a magical moment, and I think that summed up his feeling about family, his feeling about Wofford, and how he means, what he meant to us.
The Rosalind Salinger Richardson Center for the Arts is something magnificent. The floor-to-ceiling glass windows at the entrance allow natural light to shine in on the stunning portrait of Mrs. Richardson hanging just below a piece of art from one of her favorite artists, Dale Chihuly. Inside the building, you'll find a 300-seat performance hall, an art museum open to both Wofford and the public, a gallery for student work, an acting studio, more than 10 high-tech classrooms, and offices for faculty and staff. For Panthers Huddle, I'm Libby Wiesman.
They've graced this field in the past. Now, here's a look as Panther legends return to Bank of America Stadium for one more standing ovation.
It's great to come together and see all the players and meet players who have come after you and just connect, because you know what you've been through, you know what they've been through, and you have that camaraderie, that shared history together.
More than 50 former Panthers ran out of the tunnel during a ceremony to honor all that they've done for this organization.
First thing, the jokes start when we first see each other about how much weight you've either gained or lost. And the next thing is, can you play at least one series? So, of course, we're going to fool ourselves and say we can.
It's become a yearly observance that ties together those who laid the groundwork for this team's current success. There may be some future Panther legends playing on the new athletic field at Revolution Park. This past week, the Panthers gave a $150,000 grant to Mecklenburg County Parks and Rec to support the refurbishment of the field. This place is home for the Police Activities League youth football program, and it serves as an important link between the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department and at-risk youth in the Queen City community.
The kids say, when you look good, you play good. So, you know, of course, being here with this field, more safer technology, more, the field's more softer, it has the beautiful Panther logo. It's going to do a great thing for these kids.
We have run out of time for this edition of The Huddle, but as the preseason rolls on, our Huddle crew will be here every step of the way with your Panthers. So we'll see you next week right here on the Carolina Panthers Television Network.
You've been watching The Panthers Huddle.